Now today, friends, we come back to the fourth chapter of the book of 2 Samuel, and we're dealing with troubled times for the nation Israel. It was a time of internal strife, civil war, after the death of Saul and Jonathan. And it was a time of great heartache and heartbreak for God's people. This is a section of the Word of God that's usually passed over. But it's given to us, I'm confident, for two reasons. To show us the family of the Lord Jesus, to give us His genealogy. And the second reason is that we're told, Paul tells us, all these things happened unto them for examples unto us for a very definite reason, and they have been given to us in order that they might minister to us in a spiritual way. And that's what we're anxious to note here. Now we saw last time that there had been a rebellion against David. He'd been made king of the tribe of Judah. He'd moved into Hebron, just at the edge of the kingdom and in the south, and he was there, and that Abner had led a rebellion by putting a son of Saul on the throne, Ish-Bosheth. But because this young king reprimanded him and rebuked him because of his position relative to taking a concubine of Saul, why, Abner then went over to David. And he made a big mistake there because there was a man over there by the name of Joab, and he was waiting for revenge, for Abner had killed his brother, and he lured him out of Hebron, the city of refuge. If Abner had only stayed there, he'd have been safe, but he was lured out by Joab, and then Joab slew him. And we saw last time that David gave the strangest epitaph that any person could have. Died Abner as a fool died. Why? Well, he left the city of refuge. He had salvation, and he wouldn't accept it. He wouldn't receive it. And he moved out. How many people today are dying like that? God's offered a salvation. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him. Now you have to believe in Him. God loves you, but you will have to accept Christ if you're to be saved, because He goes on to say, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I think this is God's viewpoint. God says a man's a fool today that'll die without Christ. That is the position of God, not mine. I'm not saying that to you, but that's what God says to you, and I don't care who you are, because this is the position of the lost today who will not turn to Christ, and all of us are lost until we do turn to Him. Now, you will notice as we come here to this fourth chapter that this young man, Ish-Bosheth, now has lost his captain, the military. And he knows he cannot maintain his kingdom against David without the military. And his captain has been murdered. And beside that, he'd already gone over to David. And so what he's to do?